Art is often about boundaries, about creating them, crossing them, and seeing the beauty in that which we might otherwise overlook. And art is often about dialogue, and in this case, dialogue involving two cans. But more about that later. Indeed, the two artists I spoke with see a convergence of art and trash as a beautiful midden. I'll let them explain.
My name is Scott Moore. I'm an artist currently involved with the Beautiful Midden Project.
And we also have with us
Natalie Carlton, also an artist, art therapist, parent, hybrid of many sorts.
I love the name Beautiful Midden.
It was actually a term that Natalie coined as we were preparing to a proposal together and submit it to Brian Shields, who's the founder and executive director of Amigos Bravos.
Well, midden is the root comes from Scotland, and midden means it's basically a trash heap or a trash pile or a trash arroyo or crevice. I studied anthropology, visual anthropology, undergrad, and was really fascinated with the idea that most of what we know about ancient peoples came through trash piles. The place itself is very, very beautiful, and it's very, very trashed. You know, trash that's making its way to the Rio Grande through the tributary of the Rio Pueblo and the Rio Pueblo itself. But Beautiful Midden, it's sort of a hats off to the intense beauty of the site that we're working with, but also the reality of the trash there. And trying to look at the trash not so much as a problem, but some sort of conglomeration of questions and existences that, you know, we've been trying to work with, understand, define, defy.
Essentially, we're talking about midden as a physical. I can see it referring to, you know, states of mind and the way traditions and things can assemble and go on and not be examined or questioned. And the proposal that we sent in, that was also part of the Isaiah conference that's still taking place right here. I mean, generally it was at the university in Albuquerque. Now that we're dealing with a natural or semi-wild environment is of a very different nature. It's really allowed an opportunity to investigate these things and kind of entertain some notions and do some experimenting. And, you know, only thing to do was to begin a conversation, begin a dialogue with the community at large.
One comes to the site, literally an end of a road. It was a road very famous here in Taos. In 1993, there was a landslide which took its life, and basically it became an end of the road. While it was a road, it was an area of, you know, typical highway through appliances. There's some cars down in deep arroyos, and then there's more modern trash on the rocks below, but particularly all around your feet. There's broken glass, there's beer bottles, tobacco products, tampons, diapers, to get very crass, a lot of fast food. There's different layers of this trash and beauty. At first, we were asked to build a trailhead. The proposal was accepted. The project really heightened and broadened, and it became a whole artistic inquiry with the site. So the site where people walk, but also the site where the birds fly and, you know, the waterways. One of the first gestures that Scott playfully came up with was the can phone.
And the can phone, playing around with my boys, playing around with this, being around children helped me kind of keep these ideas young. And most of what I'm interested in an artist is forgotten or old technologies, things that kind of being left behind. And this seemed like a perfect place to start. We took 2 days, one evening. It was very much a family affair, setting some posts, spent some time beforehand trying to site the 2 posts. The obvious place was, of course, over a large collection of automobiles and huge appliances that would bring you close enough to the edge to experience this object, this sculptural thing, but also to have a look down there. We got the post set one night, came back the next morning, and ceremoniously walked the line. I had done a few experiments with cans and fixtures and how it might set to create the most resonance off the line. So we also stretched the line drying as much as we could. It was the spring winds were a blowing. We got one can hooked up. I remember pulling the line tight and it touched a button on my sleeve and it started singing just off the button and kind of realized that something was going to happen. I hadn't quite expected, but when we finally set the can, it immediately started singing, you know, the song of nature, the weight of the wind. It was had overtones, standing waves. It was this incredible little minor symphony off of one line and a knot in a can. And here we are, middle of October, and it's still singing away. Needed to put an image out there as well as something that functioned that people would find curious and have some regard for and interact with. The whole idea of it generating a conversation, it proved to be pretty effective. More and more people became interested in this, and the only note we left was to sign Beautiful Midden up the side of the post. And that's when the people from Promo Hobo got interested and responded in turn. Another part of the dialogue, it's also been blasted with large caliber ammunition, another form of dialogue.
Respectfully blasted. Respectfully.
But the line stays, and it still sings on a windy day. And so for a first gesture, it really encapsulated a lot of the concerns and energy we wanted to put out there.
So the playful idea to span sort of a large-scale can phone, like children play with, across about 175 feet of space. Again, the gesture around that was to explore the space, to explore our collaboration, I think, as a team. And there were many people that helped us with that install and the discovery of dialogue between ourselves and also the sound of the sculptural objects, you could call it. Promo Hobo crew responded to the can phone with their own artworks down in the Arroyo. They wanted to make artistic gesture, free art, guerrilla art as well. It just felt like a really powerful few weeks, you know, to feel what we did and the discovery of what was created, but then also to get dialogue back.
So, how does someone get there?
If one wants to find the site, Beautiful Midden site, you would travel south of town, Taos. You would take a right at the turn that says UNM Taos campus and go past the armory and go past UNM Clower campus. You park and then you walk down a road that is basically disintegrating and becoming sort of a fancy footpath, as it were. There's some pylons that sort of you have to go around, go over. You'll see two very large boulders with graffiti painting on them. And basically you're approaching the edge at that point. The site really opens up from there. You can continue down the old abandoned road, and it's a beautiful walk all the way to Pilar Junction Bridge if you want to do that.
The north side, which is a dirt road before you get to the end of the road. I enjoy that. The vistas and the space is much deeper. And I mean, because we're there, we're finding that there's deficiencies within the whole community that may be prompted and instigated to, you know, help lessen an impact on such a beautiful place. To extend our conversation with the project and into the community, the Harwood Museum of Art is going to be hosting an evening with the Beautiful Midden, and that will be on November 10th at the Arthur Bell Auditorium. And that'll be a free event. We hope to have as many representatives from the community, and we encourage you to come out and offer your ideas. This is an open forum, and we're just trying to generate some questions, and there's a lot of things that might happen here, but it will only happen through, you know, community support. We'll have more information on that, but we'll hopefully present our short piece of our documentary to introduce the project and kind of open it up to an evening of conversation.
You can go to the edge, so to speak, and experience Beautiful Midden for yourself. You just heard Scott Moore and Natalie Carlton of Beautiful Midden.
You know, middens are really vital places. They're not places of just discarded things. They're places where a lot of things come together. You know, we've done a lot of thinking about the edges and chasms, and it's a very interesting idea.